is your show. We're launching into hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free lines, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, if we get a chance, we'll talk about Starbucks finding itself embroiled in a controversy over their cups, over their logo. We'll find out what people have to say about that here in moments. But first, your phone calls about anything. It's Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live, Bill.
Hi, guys. Hey, how are y'all doing tonight?
Super. What's on your mind?
Well, you started the show off at hour one talking about cybercrime, so I thought I would throw another topic on the table. This having to do with the United States Air Force wanting to take over all communication devices, cell phones, PDAs, personal computers, for their own purposes of launching cyber attacks.
Against some other country?
Outside forces, people that are attacking the data infrastructure of the United States.
I don't understand. When you say they're talking about taking over those devices, what does that mean?
They're wanting to start building, as you probably are aware of, and Mark's eyes are going to glaze over when I discuss this, but as you know, in the cyber world, so-called hackers have the ability to infect PCs and take them over, make them zombie machines.
Yeah, zombies. That's what the term is, right?
Yeah, zombie machines. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the zombie machines, making them part of what's called a botnet.
So the way that works is, for instance, they will, by whatever means, get a piece of software on your computer that is normally called spyware or perhaps malware, I think, mm-hmm. and it runs in the background. You don't know it's running. It bogs down your system, and what it's doing is a variety of different things, but one of the most popular ones is sending spam. So essentially it uses your computer and also thousands of other computers around the world to send out its spam messages, for instance, as one example of what they can do with this botnet thing. So you're saying the military wants to create a botnet of people's computers without their consent?
The United States Air Force, part of their cyberspace command, has is putting together a five-year, $30 billion initiative that would incense not only computers, mind you, they want to take over every communication device, make it essentially a bot, part of their botnet, so that they could fend off foreign attacks coming into the United States.
Would the idea be to put this in the devices from their, you know, from their distribution points, or would it be to get it in there after the fact via some surreptitious means?
They won't disclose how they're going to do it. They're just saying they want to do it, and that disturbs me because, you know, I didn't go out and buy, you know, my PC for the purposes of for the United States government to take it over to do whatever it is they want to do with it.
Yeah, I don't care if it's only going to use 1% of my computer's clock time. That's unacceptable. That's not what I'm paying for. But I would bet they probably, if they're going to do this, they'll leverage their power, and they'll just go straight to the manufacturers or whatever. They'll go to Microsoft and say, hey, you better put this bot software in your next operating system or your next Windows update. That way we can have all this distribution without even having to do anything for it.
Well, yeah, and what's funny is that they're not just wanting to target Windows machines. They want it on every single PC that's running any operating system known to man in the United States.
That's crazy.
My question is, now, if my computer is in my home, I know that I have the constitutional right to tell the military not to homestead in my house.
Yeah, so that's the Third Amendment, which is very very rarely talked about. The Third Amendment, no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner.
Right. If my computer is in my house and the military wants to take over my computer, wouldn't that just be a direct violation of the Third Amendment?
Yeah, I think that's really great, Bill. I didn't really think of that, but yes, it is.
Well, no, it wouldn't be because the Third Amendment specifies soldier, and clearly that would not be a soldier. That
either
would be
way, it's
an extension of the
military. They shouldn't
be
doing it.
No, of course they shouldn't be doing it, but they can, and it sounds to me like they will because they're the government, and only they can legally do all the things that the rest of us would get thrown in a jail cell for doing.
Yeah, I found the article, in case you guys want to dig in further. It's an article written by Bruce Sterling over at Wired. He's got a nice little write-up on it. So,
great. Thank you for the clue there, Bill. Any other thoughts tonight?
That's it. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the heads up. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So the military may be working on putting some sort of little nasty little spyware program on your computer. Now, we've talked before about how the Army has their own video game. And he mentioned this was the Navy, but...
No, he said Air Force.
Oh, excuse me, Air Force. So it's a different branch, but there's no reason why that idea wouldn't spread over to the Army. And so they could just attach that spyware very easily onto that video game and at the very least have the few hundreds of thousands of people that have downloaded that game get infected. And it's the military, it's the government, so it's not like you can do anything to them over it. You can't bring any sort of lawsuit. I don't think you can sue a spyware company anyway, but still, it's just awful.
Yeah, I don't think you can sue them, but I mean, you can kick that stuff off your computer if you figure out, you know, what's going on.
1-800-259-9231. We continue with your calls. It's Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, guys.
What's on your mind?
There's a few things you've talked about. It's very important. But there's something you were saying about the people out there in Texas, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is that they're living according to the Bible, okay?
You mean the FLDS people?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It's in the Bible about this. We are to intermarry until the time that Jesus returns.
What's that mean?
Intermarry.
It's in Deuteronomy 33:21. And
what does it mean to intermarry? What's that defined?
It just says. Read the scripture. He would explain it too. He says, "Can be paraphrased as saying descendants of King David, Zara, a son of Judah, and Gad would intermarry."
Too much Bible. Too much Bible, Paula. Mm-hmm. Need to talk to Paula.
Well,
about
it's
the Bible.
Just this is what they're living by. Okay.
But intermarrying, is that like incest?
Yes, that we're supposed to intermarry until.
So,
you know,
biblically, I should be having sex with my sister? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying intermarry. I mean, like, it's what's been going on. We've all been marrying our own families, okay? And the thing is, I mean, we are from Gad because we came out of Germany and then over to the United States.
We?
But anyway, the thing is...
His last name's Bernard. I think he came from France.
France. Huh?
His last name's Bernard. I think he came from France.
No, it's what I'm saying. The House of David and the Israelites, we came out of the Middle East... Through Germany, okay?
I got you.
And then we spread out to see America, Britain, Ireland, Scotland, Germany, France, all the...
So wait, are you suggesting... who is it that you can't have sex with? I mean, if you're saying that we're all the same family, then...
Well, we've all been intermarrying our own cousins, what we've been doing.
Is it... Well, what if you... what if I married a black woman? I did not. But what if I did?
You're not supposed to marry outside your bloodline.
Are you...
Is that a sin?
Huh?
Is that a sin, or have I just sort of...
Yes,
you know,
God says you're not to marry... outside your bloodline.
Well, how are you to know that someone who is a black person is outside of your bloodline?
And
how
what if they're only half in my bloodline?
Well, that's happened from time to time, but I mean, the thing is, most people don't know, you know, if there's something, you know, interlistic, go and look at it, you know, their genealogy.
So, how are you supposed to know if someone is within your bloodline? Are you supposed to judge
based
on skin color? Isn't that racist?
All these countries I mentioned, okay, Egypt and all the Nordic countries, Spain, Mexico, United States, Canada, Britain, Ireland, Scotland, Germany, France, and all the North, we're all one family. We're all Jacob's kids.
Hmm. Who was
and
there
we've
before,
been intermarrying our
before
own
the tribe of Gad went there? Who was there?
Gad, that's the tribe of Jacob.
Okay. Who was there before the tribe of Jacob went there?
Isaac.
Isaac was there?
There was Abraham and his two sons.
Yeah, but,
okay,
there were people around.
Isaac, okay? Then Isaac had, so I mean, just, you know, it's, we have all come down from, you know, I mean, we're all products of incest, really.
Well, now Cain went to Nod, I believe, and he married somebody, one would assume. So there were people running around the planet at the time. Just because the Bible doesn't mention them doesn't mean they didn't exist. So who was there that Jacob's tribe or Gad or whomever who went up into Germany in their place, who was there beforehand? Didn't they go in there and then intermarry with those people and then sort of create something new?
With what people?
The people
about?
That were existing in that area.
Well, yeah, I mean, their own families were there. I mean, we were all over, you know, there. I mean, we had left Ireland and went to the Middle East. And, I mean, the thing is that we were all there together.
Why is it you're so fixated on this idea, Paula, this idea that everybody, or that a bunch of people are related but other people aren't related and that there's something wrong?
I was talking about Jacob's line of children, okay?
So what is it that's wrong, Paula, about having sex with somebody from another region of the world?
Well, I mean, if you want to have, you know, I mean, if you want to commit, you know... a sin. I mean, go and do it. But, I mean, most people don't do that. But it's what I'm saying.
Oh, most people don't do that? Really? Thanks for the call tonight, Paula. More coming up. You can take control. Take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the bulletin board system, Get Interactive, with over 350,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, InnerKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. And you can save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internobs.com. Or see their banner at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231, again, is the number for you. We go to your phone calls. It's Nick in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Nick.
Hi, am I on?
You are, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about agorism pretty briefly. Guy brought it up a couple days ago towards the end of the show, and I just wanted to say two real quick things. Actually, the second one is a question. The first one is more of a comment for Mark. Mark, I guess you objected to agorism just a little bit with the objection that it was a little too difficult. You brought up the example of using gold coins immediately. I just wanted to clarify that.
Can we real quick, for new listeners, clarify what agorism is? Go ahead.
Agorism, Brad Spangler, one of the members of the movement, defines it as revolutionary market anarchism. It's basically a strategy slash philosophy advocating the use of counter-economic or economic forces to achieve the libertarian society as opposed to political means, such as voting, reformism, things of that nature. Agorism is basically just trying to build the counter-economy so that it both takes away the nourishment of the quote-unquote state, the beast, the Leviathan, and gives that to the people within the counter-economy, working libertarians who are planning on building something a little bit more substantial when the state is supposed to fall after that. So that's just what agorism is. Detailed analysis would be in the New Libertarian Manifesto or in agorism.info, but to sum it up, Brad Spangler calls it revolutionary market anarchism. And the question or the comment from Mark's clarification is agorism is also, other than revolutionary and radical, it is also incremental, which means that it goes by phases. So your example of using gold coins right away, whereas that's a possibility if the transaction costs were too high or if the immediate costs were too high, it would not be something that would be used within the counter-economy. Because it goes by phases, we don't look to jump into the whole kit and caboodle right away. So,
Mark, are you following all this?
I am. I think that the key here is to have strategically placed individuals about the country, and in my case, I just care about New Hampshire, but they can that'll sell gold and silver to someone at a rate that makes sense for them to buy. I think silver's sitting at about $16.94 right now. So if somebody sold me a bar of silver for $18.50. They could make a little bit for having smelted it, and I wouldn't mind paying that particular premium. But I think a lot of people would it would bother them to suddenly take their $18 and turn it into $18.50 and turn it into $17. You get me?
Well, that's definitely a possibility, and that would be one of the problems with that. But what I was getting at was more that we wouldn't exactly go into or it's a possibility that gold coins, silver money, things like that wouldn't be gone into right away. The phases go zero phase, phase one, phase two, phase three, and then finally phase four. Agorists starting out would be entering the phase one stage, which is very low-density agorism, in which case the goal is simply to create a kind of locale or a little cell or a group of alliances with different people of a like mind and begin counter-economic activities on a smaller scale working up from there, not to exactly go through the headfirst into the entire process of the later stages. Because banking is it's a complicated system, so it should be left up to a graduated phase. So probably around phase two, phase three.
No one knows what these phases are you're talking about, by the way. Just so you know.
The Libertarian Manifesto by Samuel Edward Konkin III, which was the book that kind of introduced agorism as a strategy in Revolution Our Means, rather. There is a list of phases that agorists can expect to go through as a broader movement in a macro sense.
Isn't it just the phases are, essentially use more gold and silver?
No, the phases are more of a macro sense. So as in phase one, this is what agorists should be dedicating themselves to. This is the role that an agorist should play. In phase one, it is to organize a locale. It's basically a beginning. Phase two, which is mid-density agorism, that is more of creating a smaller neighborhood where trade is beginning to take place and you're kind of expanding out. Phase three is high-density agorism, and that's where the more complicated things like banking and private protection agencies and things like that start to occur, and that is much farther down the line when the state is significantly weakened by the acts of tax evasion and economic secession and counter-economic activities, smuggling, labor smuggling, whatever you can think of that goes under the government's authority, undermines its authority, and undermines its taxation powers. That is essentially what is to work up to the point where more complicated activities like banking.
It'll work. It'll just take a really long time. So what's phase four?
That's a point. It's a long time, but with agorists, we're in it for the long haul. I always say,
I want liberty in my lifetime.
Liberty in your lifetime is a nice phrase. But can you ever get liberty in your lifetime?
I could if I could get you to pick up and move to New Hampshire.
And that was actually about my second question.
We'll get to it real quick because we're almost out of time.
When I hear you guys talk about the Free State Project, I think that it is quite compatible with agorism.
Absolutely, and it would be the way to get phase one really kicked off and phase two moving.
Nick, get your question out quickly, please.
That was just my question. Do you guys think that it is also compatible?
It's already started here. They've started a organization called Shire Silver, which is getting ready to release. Maybe it's the Lloyd dollar.
And the market anarchists and voluntarists and free marketeers are coalescing in the southwestern area of the state, in the Keene area. So it's all starting here. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
This is George Winters Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Sickle CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. They know that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. Do business support Free Talk Live.
800-259-9231. Unscreen to the amp line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
This is Alex.
Alex, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
I wanted to talk about Murray Rothbard. I don't know if you guys have already brought him up tonight or not.
No, we sure haven't.
No, haven't
it's
mentioned.
Been a popular topic the last few weeks, so I thought I'd chime in with my two cents. But I don't know, I just sort of got the impression you were kind of down in Murray Rothbard just because it's too intellectual or too hard to understand. And I've just really gotten into his works lately, especially like Ethics for Liberty and For a New Liberty. He's got some really, really good stuff that I think you would...
People have told us on the air recently that he's not as scholarly as one might think that he is.
Do you think more people read nonfiction or fiction?
You think more people read... probably fiction.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, but I mean, it's definitely nonfiction in terms of...
it definitely is.
What he's got to offer. But I think, there's a lot to be had with his stuff. I mean, it's more just that he's lengthy than academic. He writes for a long time, and his books are very big, and that might scare people away. But the content of it is not really that hard to digest. It's probably the most, just straight up, straightforward, pure libertarian message that you can really, really ask for. And I think if you listen to Harry Brown stuff, you'll find that a lot of his arguments are derived from Rothbard. So,
great.
But
good deal.
I wanted to tell you guys there was a something really funny on Google video called Rothbard Rising. Have you ever seen that?
I have not, no.
It's it's this computer-generated cartoon that has Rothbard and Lou Rockwell kind of going into like this kung fu setting. And it's really funny. I don't know. It
sounds like something that probably wouldn't be funny to anyone outside of the most internal of Liberty circles, though. So we try to keep the show, you know, sort of general audience related. And once we start dropping names of people that, you know, I don't know. Well, somebody who's just tuning into the show is going to say, what? Who? Lou who? I mean, I understand we reference LouRockwell.com on this program, but only because it's a, you know, good show, good source for information. You have to be careful when you're talking to the general audience.
No, I agree. And it is definitely not maybe the very first place to start somebody. But
now, there is a good video on that you can go on YouTube and see called Pirates and Emperors.
That's a good one.
It's done.
Yeah,
I
wanted to check that out, too.
Yeah, it's done in the Schoolhouse Rock theme. And they, you know, they sort of chronicle the capturing of a pirate by an emperor. And they have a little song. And and it's I found myself singing the song more times than I can tell you. Because, it's you know, the one, it's not really the chorus. Maybe it is the chorus. Yeah, it's the chorus. You know, Pirates and Emperors,
they're really the same thing.
That's right. And yeah, it sounds so Schoolhouse Rocky, you know?
It looks that way, too. It's very good.
Yeah, it's very good.
And then there's the Philosophy of Liberty, which is also an excellent little 8-minute YouTube video that you can show people. And that's much more relatable to others.
The Rising video is not instructional. It's purely a fictional premise where they have the Cato Institute going up against the Mises Institute.
Oh, yeah, that's dry.
really
the battle of the think tanks.
Yeah, exactly. And so you're right that it's for the already, you know, inclined towards philosophy.
You can believe that there's some of our listeners out there that care about it a great deal.
I think, you know, if anybody, you know, knows those names, Rockwell or Cato or Rothbard, then they would find this, you know, hilarious just because they have this whole Matrix sequence where he's teaching them kung fu.
Very good, sir.
I'll check it out.
Good. Any other thoughts tonight?
No, I just wanted to sort of spread, you know, the Rothbard meme a little further.
Okay, but, thanks for the call. Certainly helps. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. He has got some fans, doesn't he?
Yeah, he certainly does.
Is he alive?
I don't know. He didn't look like he was alive. It was a black and white photo, and he didn't look young in it.
Yeah,
I don't suspect he is. Another good one out there, if you're at all a Star Wars fan, check out, put in Vets Fett, and you'll get to see a really fun little video of...
Is this that one you showed me with the music video?
Yeah.
Okay, the rap video, right?
Yeah, it was a little rap video with the guys with Boba Fett dancing around. It was
definitely for Star Wars fans.
Very funny. I don't know if I think it was just for Star Wars fans. My wife enjoyed
I didn't get most of the jokes.
You were being a jerk. It was like you were playing these little flashing boxes over there on the wall, and you just couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, but I'm just not a big Star Wars fan, so I didn't get most of the jokes he was making.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, let's continue here. Other amp line, also unscreened. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jason in Pennsylvania.
What's on your mind tonight, Jason?
Hey, well, I called because you guys were talking about that lady who was being indicted in California for pretending to be that girl's boyfriend on MySpace or whatever it was.
Yes. Actually, she's, I think, in Missouri, not in California.
Missouri. There you go. Yeah, right. And she was, but they were going to charge her in California because they had... the right laws and
it's federal charges that have been filed in California.
Yeah, and you know, the feds are basically coming to the rescue because you know, they didn't have the right laws to prosecute her before. And what I wanted to point out was just that in this case, I think most people think that the feds are doing the right thing because they really, you know, they're like, oh, how can this lady get away with this?
Right, the lady was despicable, and therefore, you know, she should be punished.
Well, and whoever liked being picked on as a kid? A lot of people were picked on as kids, and nobody ever liked it. And so you could understand that their natural response would be, well, that bully should get theirs. But
yeah, so this is a case where the popular opinion is that this woman should be punished, and, you know, the prosecutors are coming out, or the feds are coming out and doing what... you know, is the popular will of the people.
Politically expedient, sure.
Exactly. Politically, yeah. And this is exactly the case where, you know, people need to be protected by the Constitution and due process. This is really a, you know, it's...
Yeah, and they're throwing it right out the window for the sake of political expediency. And so, It's just so sad to see this happening. And if this woman ends up going to trial and losing, then it's going to open up a whole Pandora's box of other possible charges for anybody who's ever said anything that offended someone on the Internet.
Yep. Well, that was just one little thing. And then I heard while I was on hold there that you guys were talking about libertarian books and everything. I'm one of those guys who likes to read the nonfiction stuff. But I would have to point out that for fiction, anything by Robert Heinlein is awesome. I just started reading his stuff, and it's great science fiction, and it's totally libertarian. And
have you read the Moon is a Harsh Mistress?
I haven't got to that one yet. I haven't found
it. I was told that was his most libertarian book.
That's the only one I've ever heard of.
And it's pretty awesome. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Now you like the fantasy stories, right, Mark?
I'm sorry, I got to you at once.
Go ahead, Jason.
Oh, sorry. Oh, the fantasy stuff too. I started reading Terry Goodkind only because you guys interviewed him on the show.
Yeah. Good stuff, huh?
About through 7 of those books, and it's pretty good. But
you don't feel stopping. If there was one that I would tell you just to skip, and I don't think I would skip them because I enjoyed them so much, would be Dead of Bones. It's this tiny little book that you get for $6 or something.
And it's sitting over on my bookshelf, but I haven't read it yet because I don't have the books before it. So
there aren't any before it. It's the first. It's sort of like a prequel.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, maybe I'll read then.
Yeah, you can read that one just in one sitting.
All right, and that wraps up this edition of Libertarian Media Corner. Thanks for the call tonight, Jason. We certainly appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I read a really great libertarian fiction book, and this one is opposed to just being entertaining because it was written extraordinarily well, but it was what I would call important, too, is Little Brother. It's by...
To Big Brother?
Yes, as opposed to Big Brother. It's about libertarian hacker kids, kind of, and it's written by a guy named Cory Doctorow from the Electronic Freedom Foundation.
Oh, interesting.
BoingBoing.com.
All right, more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Starbucks logo offending people, and we know you shouldn't be offended in America anymore.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Can a magnet relieve pain? Can a magnet kill bacteria? Can a magnet address your health concerns? Lion Legacy has the answer. Lion Legacy has been around for 17 years and has coined the phrase properly designed therapeutic magnets. Lion Legacy offers therapeutic magnets that are used by people all around the world with great success. These are not everyday magnets that are designed to hold a report card on the refrigerator. No, these magnets are nothing like you've ever seen. What makes them different? What makes them unique? Well, the poles are separated to deliver the healing energy of the North Pole and are large enough to deliver an effective force field. They're so durable that if you happen to drop them, they won't lose their strength. There is nothing more natural and safe than magnetic therapy. Lion Legacy has developed a line of supplements that improve the effectiveness of the magnets even more. For more information, visit lionlegacy.com or call 800-778-5731. That's 800-778-5731 or go to lyonlegacy.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Just enough time for your call. If you make it right now, again, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Still to come here, we'll try to sneak in the Starbucks story, but your calls are primary. We go to the amp line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
This is the Christian Anarchist.
Hello, hey, Gene. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, we just drove back from Bowling Green, Kentucky to visit with the Ron Paul crew up there. It was good. It was the usual Ron Paul stuff, you know, the good stuff that you want to hear. Probably 600-700 people showed up. But you guys earlier were talking about music videos.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you had seen the music video by Eileen Allen for Ron Paul.
No.
The Eileen Allen Ron Paul video. I think if you go to Google Video or YouTube and search for Ron Paul and MTV, just use those. Because I guess this Eileen Allen girl does something with MTV. I haven't watched MTV in about 25 years, so I don't know. But anyway, the music video is well worth looking at. It's very professional looking, and it's a catchy piece and very good production value. So you might want to check that out, all you guys and all your listeners. Eilee is spelled A-I-L-E-E rather than, you know, the way you would expect it to be spelled. And then Allen is the last name. But just thought I would pass that by since you were talking about music videos. That was a great one.
Very good, sir.
It was A-I-L-E-E?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else on your mind tonight, Gene?
Well, I got to talk with Rand Paul for quite a little bit and talking about the what happened in Nevada. And he said that rumor has it, you know, Nevada, the GOP walked out because the Ron Paul delegates were just about taking that convention over and voting in a lot of delegates to go to Minnesota. But he said rumor has it that the Nevada delegates, or the Nevada GOP, is not going to reconvene at all. You know, we were all wondering, well, when are they going to reconvene? When are they going to reconvene? But he says that it looks like they plan to not reconvene at all and actually send zero delegates to Minnesota rather than take a chance that the delegates would be Ron Paul delegates.
The whole system is completely stacked against those poor Ron Paul guys, and they're trying their best to make a difference, and it's not working out too well for them, is it?
Yeah, a conspiracy runs deep.
Hey, Gene, since we've got you here, since you are a
Before we go on with questions, it's Amy Allen, A-I-M-E-E, Amy Allen.
Oh,
okay. A-I-M-E.
There you go. Hey, Gene, as one of the resident Christians who calls the show, there's a story here out of the Star Tribune in Minneapolis that a Christian group based in San Diego has been outraged about Starbucks and their logo, which they say here has apparently it's a retro style logo for Starbucks. They brought back, I guess, an old logo from the 70s. And it says that this Christian group says that the new image has a naked woman on it with her legs spread like a prostitute, according to the founder of the group in a news release. And they're upset because it reveals some of her breasts. As a Christian man, Gene, how do you feel about breasts?
Well, you know, I kind of like breasts myself.
is it immoral? Is it anti-Jesus to put a woman with breasts on a coffee cup?
Well, you know, the Sistine Chapel and all of those things, I guess they're going to have to cover all those up because all of those old churches and all of that ancient art has an awful lot of breasts on them, so I don't know what they're planning to do about that.
Yeah, I've found that some Christians, and certainly not all of them, but some Christians are really offended by naked women. And this, by the way, this picture is not of an attractive naked woman,
no,
which is a real problem. But you know, they're really disturbed by certain works of art, and that they think that this caused lustful images or something. I don't know.
Well, I haven't seen this thing, so I don't know what it looks like, but I'm suspecting that it's kind of abstract.
It looks more old-timey, like something you might see on a Greek urn or something. It's got she's got two mermaid legs instead of one.
What are those things for her legs? They don't look like legs.
They're fish legs.
I thought it was like a coffee plant or something.
I think I have seen that thing. And, you know, it's not all that offensive to me. I don't think that it's, it's one thing if you're going to offend your customer base, you're going to suffer at the cash register. So
sure.
As I recall from seeing that, it's not that offensive.
I just wanted to find out if there was actually some basis for their viewpoint. I mean, because it's clearly there's a wide variety of viewpoints within the so-called realm of Christianity. And I mean, where does this come from, Gene? This fear, this irrational fear of the human body and the body parts that we all have.
Well, a lot of it is due to the fact that, sex outside of marriage is a no-no, and people tend to relate all that stuff with nakedness. Now, in the old days when everybody lived on a farm, children learned about the sexual organs at an extremely young age, basically probably 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
They saw the farm animals doing their thing, and
sure,
it didn't take too many years before you would figure out what your sex organs are for, I think at a much younger age than what children do today. So I don't really know. I think it's more of a modern thing than an old thing. When I was younger, I think kids knew at a much younger age what sex was all about. I know I did, personally, and I think we kind of live in a very sterile environment this
right.
last 50 years or 40 years.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier with the idea of kids being coddled and not allowed to grow up, and they're being protected from adulthood.
Yeah, and it's the same way for people in eating their meat. You know, people, it's interesting how people can sit around a table at a restaurant eating dinner with some other people talking about how horrible it is to go hunting while gnawing on a hamburger. You know, they experience meat without understanding where it comes from,
right,
or even caring about the process. They want their meat to come wrapped in plastic, lying on some styrofoam, and that's how they want to see it.
And it's funny because now things are that way in China, but when I first started going there about 14 years ago, my wife's parents or her dad was killing, you know, they would go get the chicken at the market and bring it home and slaughter it there in the kitchen and prepare
That's fresh.
The chicken. Now, of course, even in China, everything is pre-wrapped. So
wow.
you don't go buy your chickens anymore. You go to the supermarket, you buy your meat all blister packed, just like you do here.
Mm. Where'd that name come from, by the way, blister pack? I never understood
that. I don't know.
Was it Mr. Blister?
Like a blister?
Was it Mr. Blister that invented it, or do you get blisters trying to open them? Because I used to, they used to always call blister packs like the stuff you'd buy a little digital camera in, and you have to, you know, whip out the scissors and a pair of pliers to try to get in.
I believe it was invented by Sir Edmund Blister of fame.
Everybody who ever invented anything.
There's not enough people naming their kids Edmund anymore.
Yeah, was named Edmund. Hey, Gene, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. The group here, the Resistance is what it's called. This is a Christian group out of San Diego. Story from StarTribune.com. The Resistance, one of their leaders, the founder of the group, Mark Dice, says her legs are spread like a prostitute of the Starbucks logo. He says, need I say more? It's in extremely poor taste, and the company might as well call themselves Slutbucks.
Well, I'm with him that it might be in poor taste, but just because it's ugly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not an attractive logo, and I think their previous one is better. But it's a two-tailed siren from the 15th century is what they've got on there. So this, my friend, what's this gentleman's name?
Mark Dice.
This is art. Shut up.
Well, and take your business elsewhere. They are saying they are considering...
This guy doesn't buy anything at Starbucks. Come on. He's just one of these people that wants to, you know, get in
attention.
The news by riding the coattails of somebody who's working hard and providing a good product for people. Just like these people out there that say, boycott Ford because they like gay people and all that other crap. Don't go to Disney World. They have a gay day. And that nonsense... Just shut up. Who cares?
Well, it says here that the logo is going to be running on Starbucks cups for several more weeks, according to company spokeswoman, and will live on as the logo for Peck Place bags of coffee. And the group, the Resistance, is claiming more than 3,000 members nationwide and has found a place on the fringe advocating and advancing various conspiracy theories, is now calling for a national boycott of the coffee-selling giant because they have a pencil drawing of a somewhat naked-looking... lady.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Starbucks tomorrow morning, which I haven't been to in months.
And buy a cup of coffee.
I'm going to buy a cup of coffee in cash. I'm not going to use my Starbucks card, which was given to me.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. According